Hello, hello, and welcome, sisters, back to Return of the Priestess. As you know by now, my name is Dawn Delvecchio, and I am your host and facilitating priestess for this series. It is, as always, a joy to have you here, and I am deeply grateful for your presence in the world. We have a beautiful experience for you today and a wonderful conversation about the rise of the feminine flame. Now, before I introduce our speaker, I want to, as always, invite us to take a few moments to get present, to get connected, to make ourselves fully available for the blessings, the activations, and the connection we are so gifted to have at this time. So if it's safe to do so, you can go ahead and close your eyes. I'm going to close my eyes. And if you'd like, I invite you to place one hand on your womb space and one hand over your heart. And let's just take three deep breaths together. Begin by taking a nice deep breath in, letting that breath draw you into present moment awareness, into your center, filling you with the prana life force energy. And as you exhale, allowing yourself to fall into a nice, relaxed state. And again, breathing in, bringing your attention inward, and exhaling, let yourself release anything that does not serve you now. And one more breath in, giving yourself permission to receive this moment and release. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So I've had the great fortune of connecting with a beautiful priestess, yogini, sister friend, Sianna Sherman, recently, and it's a delight to be able to share with you her teachings, a taste of her teachings and her wisdom. Now, I realize many of you may know her, but for those who don't, I want to share a little bit about her. So Sianna Sherman is an international yoga teacher, a storyteller, a speaker at conferences and festivals throughout the world. She's the founder of Rasa Yoga, Mythic Yoga Flow and Ritual, which we may be talking about today. We'll see. Her training includes 3 decades of study with master yoga teachers and scholars in India and abroad, as well as a background in bodywork, anatomy, herbalism, feminine studies, and climate reality training. So, Sianna, welcome. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Thank you for hosting this and for your dedication and for this great service that you're offering to the world right now.
Thank you. When this all started to come together, I, of course, had no idea the circumstances would change so radically on our planet. And I feel really grateful also because we have this virtual platform to get connected worldwide. So I would love to ask you to share with us a little bit about your journey, and particularly, you've got these sort of 2 threads, if you will. You're a yoga tantra teacher with a deep lineage there, and also you carry the Celtic priestess lineage. So if you'd be willing to share with us a little about your journey, some of the highlights of how you ended up with those two and how you maybe bring them together now.
Wonderful. Thank you. So I'm in my 50s now. And at the end of my teenage years, I had gone through a really rough 7 years. The teenage years somehow kind of hit the underworld for me, and what you might call, you know, that challenging dark night of the soul just hit early in my life. And by the end of my teenage years, everything I'm into the outer world seemed great. I was on my way to medical school. I was, you know, valedictorian. I was all these, I had all these accolades in the academic world, but inwardly my soul was totally just crushed. And I felt really desiccated and just not like with my heart on fire, and which I knew was possible because I tend to be a more passionate kind of person. And yet I wasn't experiencing that. So right at the end of my teen years, things started to open up in the gateways of meditation, a lot of activism for the earth. I started a yoga practice and all of this. And I began to feel this call to know my family roots and heritage. And a large part of my family background through my mother's side is Irish. And the interestingly, that one of the key Irish names in my family is Ofay, the people of the Fay, of the fairy, you know, folk, and also the O'Sullivans and the Eggins and all of this. So one of the first things I did, I put medical school just on hold. I deferred for a year. And I thought, the first thing I want to do is go to Ireland. And I want to discover just my own family heritage. And on that trip, I opened up through dimensions that just were almost like singing to me and celebrating my return home. And I was deep in the forest of Ireland, where a lot of gateways started to open for me. I wouldn't understand that for a couple more years. And fast forward, I end up going to India and running around all these temple, beautiful temple lands, and I discover Tantra. And right from the moment of discovering Tantra in India in the early 90s, everything in me started to make sense because it affirmed the embodiment of the earth and the magic of all the elements. And I was very earth-based by this point, et cetera. And then I went back to the States, and through a series of dreams, I ended up meeting my teacher, who was an Irish priestess, and then came into deep apprenticeship with her. And so simultaneously from the early 90s, I was going back and forth to Ireland, back and forth to India. And then I met my physical embodied teacher of priestess in Oregon. And I entered what was called the Dragon Mystery School. And then through that, a lot of the mysteries opened up. Many things began to fall into place. I was initiated through this lineage as a priestess. And so for the last 30 years, I've been dancing these realms of Celtic priestess with tantric yogini. So that's the short story.
Wow, thank you.
And I never went back to medical school, so that didn't happen.
Wow. Even what, you know, when you did this, I just thought of the Ida and the Pingala, you know, the serpents rising up our spine, mm-hmm. and how we weave in these experiences and incarnational and familial, like bloodline lineages, how they might come into play for women in their lives. I'll be interested to hear from women as we communicate in the Facebook group, like what happens for them. Is it, you know, are they like, for you, you really tap that family line, but it sounds like with the India stuff, and I have that as well, the India thing, it's like from the moment I heard Indian music and saw block print tapestry and smelled an incense at a import store when I was 11, I was like, and there was something so deep calling me that had nothing to do with my, you know, the world I was living in. Mm. So this feels like it's like the activation of what happens to prepare us to pull in the gifts maybe we were developing in other lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So this kind of leads to the theme of our conversation, which is the rise of the feminine flame. So we were talking about this before we began the recording, and I just want to ask you, you know, when you talk about the rise of the feminine flame, how do you mean that? And just share a little bit, paint a picture for us, if you will, of what that looks like to you and what you're seeing in the field after 30 years on this path.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Well, I have a mystery school for women in the way of priestess, and it's called Ritual. And what Ritual stands for, all those letters, the R is remembrance, I, initiation, T, transmission, U, understanding, A, alchemy, and L is for love. And it's interesting because when Ritual first came to me, it came through a dream. And it was around 3:30 in the morning, and I woke up in the middle of the night with this luminous feminine presence guiding me. And she guided me to wake up, to get my journal, and she said, Ritual, and then named it all, and revealed her current of energetic transmission to me as the rising flame of the feminine. And in particular, in that moment, as in the form of Mary Magdalene, of her energy codes. And so I would say Ritual itself began with the energy of the rising flame of the feminine. And what this means, it can mean many things to each of us, and depending on what our resonances are with the goddess in whichever form we connect with her, and through the cycles and phases of our lives too, because we come into resonance with the goddess and the feminine energies in different ways at different times. And so one of the strong gateways for me in my life is Mary Magdalene. And I usually have this red egg rattle somewhere nearby because it's one of the key symbols of Mary Magdalene, is the red egg of rebirth. And then I sing and chant a lot with this rattle and with the earth. So there's this great, I love to remember this proverb from the Chinese family. And it's that when sleeping women wake, mountains move. When sleeping women wake, mountains move. I love it. Every time I even say it, it gives me these chills. That's the power of the rising flame of the feminine. And we're all coming from very different backgrounds. I come from a family line that is totally devoted to Mother Mary on both sides all the way through. So Mother Mary current is huge in my family. And I know the power of devotion through my mother and my grandmothers, my father, my grandfathers. It's just a full line of Mother Mary devotion. And the rising flame of the feminine is, I would say, one of the key ways it's coming through right now is in the power of voice, and that our voices and our prayers and our songs and the way that we come online, I mean, now like really coming online, but I mean, the way that we come online with the rising feminine energies and bring it through our bodies in our embodiment, the Holy Sophia, the presiding, overarching feminine principle stands for embodied wisdom in the feminine. That is the code that we all hold as women, is to be deeply embodied and to bring the power of our embodiment through our songs, through our prayers, through our dance, through our remembrance of the actual physical miracle of the embodiment that we are. So it's something that I feel is really strong that is coming through each of us. And so much of the feminine energy through our memories, through the collective consciousness, has been squashed, has been, tortured, has been suppressed, has been marginalized, has been made diabolical, through the institutions, through the religions, through patriarchy, that there are contractions of fear that the rising flame of the feminine is helping us to break through and to melt that fear and pull us into an activation that is about a very strong and powerful remembrance of who we are as a feminine force. And this feminine force is through all beings. It's not gender binary. It's through all, you know, all beings. And this feminine force, this feminine flame is rising and saying, you know, this is time to really stand in our power, in our creativity, in our embodied, intuitive understanding and knowing that we do not need to validate ourselves in a patriarchal way, that this is being dismantled absolutely, and something new is being born, and that the power of the soul is what's really coming through right now. And the way of the soul and the language of the soul is very different than a world that wants to validate us, you know, academically, how much money you have, how high you've climbed this ladder. It's kind of being toppled and dismantled now. And there is a very soulful presence that is emerging on the planet right now. And this whole pandemic is slowing everything down. It's asking for a deep, powerful, honest review of what we've been giving our energy to individually in our homes, in our lives, and collectively. And we're in this really gorgeous, honest place because so much has pulled in and more is revealed for us to be in sacred review with and to be honest about so that we can make change. And the earth gets to rest right now. Dolphins are coming in the Venice canals. Bird songs are being heard in places where they haven't been heard, you know, in so many years. Like, nature is restoring herself. There is a rhythm that's coming through. And I feel like the energy lines in the earth, the dragon lines, the ley lines, the rainbow lines, serpent lines, however you refer to them, are just recovering and speaking to people more and more. And this is a time to get plugged in and bring through the soulful, embodied, you know, creativity and energy and voice and song and prayer and dance and offerings. Like, bring it through and cast it together.
Wow. Yes, let's just take a breath with all of that. Thank you. Thank you. There's so much you said there, so much richness. I want a presence with what you're sharing in terms of the sacred review time, and really acknowledge that what I'm seeing anyway is, and I think many of us are, is that there's a sort of a split, and those of us who have been on a path of spiritual awakening, you could call it a path of embodying these rising feminine energies, we feel activated to be in service, to bring forth that voice, to dance, as you said, to sing, to chant, to connect with the earth. And the mainstream consciousness is very much in fear. And I've seen that we are the ones holding or anchoring the light right now to uplift. And one of the things I wanted to maybe touch on a little before we go into your experiential share is the way so many of us are stepping up to serve our communities and how much that activation feels absolutely right on, as if, yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. Let's go. So is there anything you want to speak into about that, about sacred service or showing up and doing all this stuff online?
Great. Yeah, thank you. Well, I want to just add one thing that I'm hearing. You speak of the return of the priestess is something that you're in dedication to, and I love that. Her return and part of the rising flame of the feminine also means that there is a prerequisite conscious descent, meaning that we are able to go into the under realm, into the realm of shadow, to cast forth the power of awareness into our own shadow, into the places of our own fears and the places that are, you know, tough for us to see or to be made visible. And through the conscious descent, and part of the heroine's journey is that she must make a split from patriarchy, so to speak, and consciously descend into the underrealm, where she meets her really like powerful self, and she meets her whole essence of her being, so that she can rise and be truly grounded and integrated. So the way for us to return as the rising flame of the feminine and to hold the light is to be very willing to face our fears, to embrace the whole of our being, to consciously descend, to take inventory, and that what I'm speaking of as this sacred review of our whole being, because what lives in our shadow is not only our fear, but also our greatness. And it also our vulnerability, our empathy, our compassion, our anger, our all sorts of things are living in our shadow. And when we consciously turn to face what lives in our own shadow and embrace it and work with it, what will happen is a great liberation of energy that is, in essence, our own creative energy. And that's what we then start to return, you know, in the way of priestess and as the rising flame of the feminine. And then we can integrate all of this rather than, you know, just trying to reach for the light without really working our stuff. And then when we really show up to work in that alchemical way, then we can show up to serve the world, because we strengthen ourselves. The way I think of it is strengthening ourselves as a vessel of love, so that we can serve as love and serve as love in action. And then we have to meet the times that we're in and say, okay, how does my service look now? I'm in an area, Los Angeles, where we're pretty much in full lockdown. So my service now has to look different than when I'm out traveling on the road and holding circles and all sorts of things. It's looking different. So I asked myself, how can I serve? What's needed? What's being called for? One thing that I've been doing is I've just been as fluent as I can be through the online world. I have different communities in the yoga realm and the Priestess Mystery School. And so I'm holding those groups, keeping everyone, you know, as inspired as I can, and also speaking about fear, naming our fears, doing shadow work with the groups. Tomorrow we have a big shadow work session that we're doing in my community so that people can get really grounded in this. And then I have a lot of free offerings that are out through Facebook and Instagram. I'm offering Fearless Heart activations, ways to raise your frequency. I have something that is called Sing, Chant, and Pray. You know, so just like offering as much as I can to help people to feel like we can create global community that's made available to all. And then I have online offerings that are by donation and some, you know, with a certain payment. So I'm just offering as many ways as possible. But then one of the cool things that we're doing is we just sent out a prayer request. So my beloved Masood, Ali Khan, and I, we chant and pray together every morning outside. And then we sent out a prayer request so that people could write in their names and their specific prayers. And then what we do is at the end of our chanting and meditation, then we can call all those people in and give extra energy and send extra love to. And then the last thing that I think is something fun that we can all do and very powerful and very needed is that we have a lot of people on the front lines. There are people that are health workers, nurses, doctors, people who have COVID COVID-19 who have the virus, people who are really facing this. And we can cast prayer circles and protection and energy and call this in and amp up the field for all these friends who are at high risk, who are elderly, who have compromised immune systems, who are really facing this in a big way. Like, take that, we use our time and our energy to find out who these people are in our communities and our families, and we very consciously create activated protection around them and offer ways to whatever that way is that we pray. You know, I'm always trying to get people to, in the power of prayer, and just the way you do, not be afraid to voice our prayers and our gratitude. And I keep saying, you know, never get lazy on gratitude. Like, that's key vibration, no matter what's happening. Don't get lazy on the gratitude. You got to start there and face our fears and then call it through and lift this field, but stay anchored, you know, and grounded as we do it.
Much food for thought and many beautiful creative ideas of how we can step in and serve if we're not certain, even if it's just, you know, doing prayer. It counts. It matters.
It all counts.
Yeah.
And picking up the phone, like writing letters. I think this is a great time to write handwritten letters. How, think of the last time that you, any one of us on this call, received a handwritten letter. The feeling of that is so, like, good. And I think of the elders right now, the elders in Europe. Pick up the phone and, you know, get someone to show them how to use FaceTime and ask them stories. I've been doing this with my family, and my little 4-year-old niece knows how to use the telephone or the iPhone better than my 90-year-old father. And she's like, no, you pick it up like this, Grandpa. And so I'm talking to him on FaceTime. Tell me your stories. Tell me, you know, just talking and speaking. And that we don't have, just because we're in lockdown and quarantine doesn't mean that we need social distancing. This is the respectful thing. Like, we have to fully respect this to respect each other. This is really important that we take care so that together as a global family, we can get through this. But it doesn't mean we have to shut ourselves down in our communication. Right. This is a time actually where we can step into emotional intimacy, where things have slowed down and we can turn towards each other in a deep feeling kind of way. Tell me how you feel. What are you feeling? I want to listen to you and really listen. I'm not running around, you know, doing a million things right now. I'm really here to listen. Let's use this time to go deeper in intimacy and in our deep shared humanity with each other.
Yes. Yes. Our deep shared humanity with each other. Beautiful. Thank you for your clear and very poetic and yummy articulation of these beautiful principles. It's a balm in these times, for sure. And we don't know by the time this recording goes live where we're going to be at, but my sense is that some of what we're learning now, this sacred review time, this getting more emotionally intimate, these are timeless issues. This is the sort of energetic reset we need to give the space for the rise of the feminine flame. So Sienna, as we get near the end portion of our time together, I really want to invite you to take us through an experience to share some of your genius with us. So I'm just going to mute myself and let you take over. Tell us what you're going to bring to us or with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Dawn. Oh, beautiful family. Thank you so much for tuning in and being here. And in the way of the rising flame of the feminine, we'd like to invoke some of her names. And I understand that you will have a Facebook group page that you all are part of. And this might be a good time before we we enter this stream together to write in the names of the rising flame of the feminine forces in your lives. And this could be your mothers, your grandmothers, your sisters, your friends, teachers, daughters, you know, could be within men that are really holding this current, and names of the goddess that you're in resonance with. So take a few moments to tune in to the rising flame of the feminine for you and for your life. I have a few images of the goddess behind me, Isis, and this is a Saraswati and a Mother Mary and some others nearby. So I'd like for us to tune in that way. I'm gonna sit up a little bit. And I'm gonna bring us through a fearless heart activation, because I think that this part of the flame of the feminine, the rising flame of the feminine, is strength and the capacity to strengthen our vessel so that we can hold the energy of this rising flame and be deeply present with each other. And so this will be a weaving, a combination of prayer and mantra with mudra and with chanting and affirmation. So prayer and mantra and affirmation to help us strengthen our vessel so that this rising flame of the feminine can move through us, and then we'll activate at the root of our own fearless heart so we can serve as fully as possible at this time and whenever you're listening to this and for all future times. I might also like to add that this is in dedication and to the feminine that has run through our bloodlines for all of us. So to all that has come before, and for the deep merit that runs through us, through our bloodlines, through the song lines that move through us, through the powers that have moved through the blood mystery gateways in our families and our lineages through all this time. I also make a prayer that we can heal the shame, that any shame that is in the blood mystery gateways for any of us in our physical bodies, in our DNA, in our remembrances, reaching back through our lineages, reaching laterally, horizontally into our families and forward into the future legacies. So really call this through. Allow yourself to touch the earth, to reach into the earth. Great Pachamama, Great Mother Earth, Bhumi, Bhuvaneshwari, La Tierra, Great Mother of the Earth. However you know her and experience her, connect with her. Allow yourself to descend and go into the roots of remembrance that we all belong to each other. Descend consciously into this rooted power in your own being and with the Great Mother. Just know that through this descent, she will rise up through the energy lines, through her power, through her great vitality, and begin to install strength and vitality within the whole of your being. And if you like to reach up and open ourselves to the codes of transmission that are available at this time, specifically for each one of us, we are conduits, we are vessels. And so these energies are available, and if we make ourselves grounded and strong and open, we can receive these codes of transmission. And then we pull it to our hearts. To begin with this invocation of the goddess by various names. Isis Astarte Diana Hecate Demeter Kali Inanna. 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 Oh, great mother. Great mother, in all the ways that we know you, and all the ways that we're coming to know you, and all the ways that you have been flowing through our bloodlines, through our families, through our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, our aunties, our uncles, our brothers, our sisters, our sons, our daughters, through all the ways that we have known you, that we are coming to know you in this moment. We begin by bowing and saying thank you. Thank you, great mother, for your resilience, your tenacity, your great patience too, for all the ways that you take these many names and forms, and sometimes without name and without form, all the ways that we have the opportunity to come to you, to know you, to experience you in our lives, in our hearts, in our bodies, in our relationships. Thank you for the sustaining power of your grace. Oh, great mother, we invoke you in this space. Fill us with your love and heal us in your grace. Oh, great mother, we invoke you in this space. Fill us with your love and heal us in your grace. Sisters, I would like for you to call through the names and the forms of the Great Mother as you resonate with her, as you know her. See what comes through for you in this moment. Call in your mother's names, your grandmother's names, the spirit of the feminine that lives through your father and your grandfathers, and any of the ways that she is present for you, and I'll call her into Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Isis, Astarte, Diana, Hecate, Demeter, Kali, Inanna, Bridget, the priestesses of Avalon, White Buffalo Woman, Ishchel, Tonantzin, Quan Shi Yen, Mahashakti, Mahadevi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Bhuvaneshwari, Kamakya, Bleeding Goddess, Birthing Goddess, the Goddess, she who is the elder, she who is the wise woman, she who is the crone, who wears the crown of wisdom upon her head, she whose red river has turned within and has opened up the gateways of intuition and of the deep dreaming power, she who is the mother of the earth, the mother of the underrealms, the mother of the heavens. She who is the holy Sophia and the Shekinah. She who is the great mother in all her forms, maiden, mother, mystic, and crone. She who dances at every threshold, she who dances at the gateways of the blood mysteries, our first blood, when we give birth to children and creativity, in our sexual ecstasy and orgasm, in the great turning in of menopause, of this great turning in of our wisdom, so majestic to behold, the she who is the guardian and the midwife at the gateway of death, she who presides over every single threshold. We bow to you, we say thank you. Thank you to the power of the rising flame of the feminine that is surging forth right now in each and every one of us and the ways that we connect and know her. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you to the great Mother Karajwin who is stirring her brew and the power of Awen, of inspiration that is moving so beautifully through all of us. Thank you to the goddesses of sensuality and sexuality, of Freya and Venus and Aphrodite and Lakshmi. Thank you to the fierce wisdom goddesses, to the wild goddesses. Thank you to the Lilith, to the black Lilith and the black Madonna, to the power of Sarah, Sarah Lakali. Thank you to Tonantzin, deep, deep earth power, and Our Lady of Guadalupe. Thank you to all of these gateways. We just keep naming you and singing your praises and singing your song that moves through us. And we open ourselves up to acknowledge you, to say your name, to dance a dance for you, to sing a song for you. Thank you, Great Mother, in all these forms. So, sisters, I ask for you to open up your heart wings. Take a big breath in and exhale, wrap yourself up in full embrace and just pulse through your body, through your breath, and through your spine and your being. Great wings of Isis. Breathing, opening these alchemical golden wings of our being. And once more, and then bring your right wrist over your left. This is a protection mudra. You can make a soft fist here. Just know that this creates a shield, like a shield of armor. Across your whole being, visualize a powerful circle of protection around you. Then open up your hands and bring the back of your hands together. Wrap your right index finger around the left. Wrap your right middle finger around the left one. Skip the ring finger and wrap your right little finger around the left. Then bring your thumb and your ring finger together to create a seal. Draw this in to the base of your sternum, to the root of your heart. This is Fearless Heart Mudra for this Fearless Heart activation. In Sanskrit, the name is Abhaya, Hridaya Mudra, Habaya. Have no fear, grace is here. Hridaya, the root, the essence, the midline, that offers forth endless compassion too. We draw inward, connected, grounded, strengthened, emboldened, to the root of our own fearless heart, where the most infinite source of real courage and bravery exists within all of us, where the periphery and the busyness of the mind dissolves, and the true vast nature of the spacious, non-judgmental, all-seeing mind is in full union with the power of our own heart, so that together, with clear mind, open heart, and through the reverence of our body, that we draw ourselves forth in the way of the fearless heart and open up the channels for our creative energy to move through us and bring to this world what is our gift. Bring to this world what is our creative energy, and move it into this world to come out of hiding in any ways that we've been hiding, to come through and to release the shame, the blame, to release the contractions, and to open ourselves in the gateway through this fearless heart activation to serve this world truly through the rising flame of the feminine, to help us and support us in this. Call forth this mantra of Durga, who is part of the rising flame of the feminine. Her very name means the blazing one, the invincible one, the fortress, the shelter. This mantra is to call forth strength, courage, and protection for each of us as we allow the flame to move through our being and bring who we are to this world as the medicine, the exact medicine that is needed right now, that is each one of us. Om Hrim, H-R-I-M, Dum, Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim, Dum, Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim, Dum, Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim, Dum, Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Dum 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 Durgaye Namaha. Om, the great primordial. Hrim, the power of the ground, of the root of the earth, and of accountability and accountable leadership too, of manifesting energy. Hrim. Dum, the essence and the power of strength, courage, protection, and inner kind of resiliency of being that we have never even conceived of before, is now in a cohesive, grounded, strong way, consolidating itself within each of us in body, mind, and heart. Dum. Durgaye, to that great Shakti force, the rising flame of the feminine that is rising within each and every one of us. Namaha, I bow to, I praise, I give thanks. Now, sisters, slowly release this mudra and bring the middle finger together and up, then left thumb over right, and connect the index finger with the thumb for the power of the voice. Matangi Mudra, one of the great fierce wisdom goddesses, she who's looking after the marginalized, the cast out, the rejected, the denied, bringing it all back home so that we're in service to all beings. We remember the power of our service for the liberation for all beings. And we have to look out inside ourselves and see what we've cast out and marginalized in our own self and reclaim it. And we have to look out into our communities, into the world, and see what has been cast out and marginalized and forgotten about and reclaim it. So we hold this here. And what I'm going to ask you to do is simply call forth the sound of Ma, or your own name, or a name of the goddess. Hold this, and then as you do it, allow it to rise as a rising flame, and see yourself as the rising flame of the feminine rooted in your own fearless heart. So you begin when you're ready. Please do this, and I'm going to stay silent for you to have your own space. Continue to hold this. Visualize, see yourself as priestess in service to the rising flame of the feminine. She who tends the sacred flame, the eternal flame of eternal love, in just the way you do. And as you hold this, call forth your personal affirmations. These are the ones that I'm using right now, every day. I am grounded. I am strong. I am healthy. I am love. I am grounded. I am strong. I am healthy. I am love. I am grounded. I am strong. I am healthy. I am love. And if you wish, bring your hands to the womb. The inverted triangle, thumb at the navel, index finger towards the pubic bone. Breathe down and in. The blessing of our body, the miracle of life that we are, the innermost embodied wisdom of our being. We honor, we give our gratitude and thanks to. And to each one of us, though we may not be in physical presence and we may never meet physically, we sincerely bow to each other for all that we are holding and carrying and transforming and alchemizing and the ways that we are serving. We say thank you. And through the realms, I see you. And through the realms, I sing with you and pray with you and dance with you. And so it is. Blessed be.
And so it is. And blessed be. And thank you, Sienna, for an extraordinarily powerful activation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So for those who would like to find out more about your work or get connected with you, how can they do that?
Oh, thank you. Well, you could go straight to SianaSherman.com. Mm-hmm. And this is the current website. It's going to have another form that reveals itself some point in this year. So SianaSherman.com. I'm on Instagram as Siana Sherman, Facebook, of course. And if you're interested in yoga, that's my school of yoga's Rasa Yoga, the Rasa Yoga Collective. And we have a website coming out very soon, rasayoga.com. And then for the Priestess Mystery School, that's called Ritual. And so that'll have yet another incarnation and birth sometime this fall around Samhain. So as we move through the Samhain gateway.
Wonderful. Again, my deepest gratitude for your generosity of time and these this powerful transmission. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And sisters who are joining us, thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for holding and stepping into this container, this global feminine activation. And I look forward to sharing with you again on our next interview. And in the meantime, please do let us know your experiences in the Facebook group. And if you have any questions for Siana or any shares of your experience of this activation, we would absolutely love to hear it.
Yes. And Dawn, I just remembered something. If and when the travel ban lifts, any sisters who would like to join me, my priestess home is in called Glastonbury, England, and its mystical name is known as Avalon. Mm-hmm. So every summer I take a group there at Lugnasad at Lamas. It's the end of July, beginning of August. So if we're able to travel, I will be there, and that pilgrimage will be open for you to come to, and it's 1 week, and it's absolutely amazing, and it's all in the priestess way, the Celtic way, and I bring in the Druids and Mary Magdalene, and we're in the deep alchemical waters of the red and white. And anyway, it's a pretty full-on amazing epic journey, and I just remembered to say that, so I just wanted to slide that in case in case we can travel.
I hope by then certainly we can, because there are so many ways in which we can gather. You know, this is great. We have this, and there's nothing quite like gathering on sacred grounds.
Yes,
together in sisterhood in that way, and holding hands and hearts together. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for now, and we will see you on the next.